Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim Blasingame, he's the cyber king of small business. Search Google for small business expert, and he's tops on the list.
I guess that makes you number one.
He's number one on Google and number one in our hearts.
Aww.
He's Jim Blasingame, the small business advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me. Thanks for hanging out with me. My pleasure as always. We got some outstanding stuff lined up for you straight ahead. We got our good buddy Gene Siciliano back with us. And Gene is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He is a financial expert, a small business financial expert. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Does that sound like anybody you know? And he's our good friend. Gene, welcome back to the show.
Thanks very much, Jim. Great to be here.
It's good to have you back. He also writes columns for various publications on financial issues affecting small businesses. And Gene, recently you've been talking about some of the challenges that a lot of small business owners are having, and that's collecting their money. It seems that these days that, I hear the ladies talking about pink being the new black and 60 is the new 40. I pray that that's the truth, Gene. But but I also hear lately that 90 days is the new 30. What do you think?
Yeah, I think that's very much the case. Everybody tries to stretch their money these days because they're experiencing revenue drops, and fixed costs aren't going down, only revenues are going down. So where do I make more money? Where do I bring more money in? And one way to do it is by paying people more slowly. So everybody from the Walmarts of the world down to the corner grocery store going to try to pay their suppliers more slowly because that's an interest-free loan. And any kind of loan these days is challenging to get. And an interest-free loan is great stuff. So they'll try to stretch you. And when I give advice to my clients, I tell them to try to stretch as well. It's kind of the way the thing works. And so the idea is to be on the right side of both parts of that equation.
How do we do that? How do we pull that off?
Well, the first thing you do is to look at your customers, your accounts receivable, and look at how we're being paid, and try to determine who you can get to pay more promptly. Go to your customers and talk with them, establish relationships with them, so that there are good feelings between you and the people who actually pay the bills. Here's an idea. You got a bill that's due to be paid by a customer. Have your collection person call the accounts payable department and find out a few days before payment.
Huh.
The bill's due on the 30th. Call them on the 28th to 29th. Hi, just wanted to call and say hello. Make sure you got everything necessary to cut that check when it's due. Anything
wow.
you need to
so you bug them, babe, you bug them before it's even due, huh?
Absolutely. Absolutely, because
that might make some people angry.
Well, now that's where you got to find the right kind of person to make these calls.
You got to get Aunt B to call them, right? Is that what you're saying?
That's right. Got to be a sweet talker, but someone who's a good negotiator and who understands that this is really a key job. So I just wanted to make sure that everything was okay. Check's going to come out on time, because if it doesn't, you won't find out about it for another 2 weeks.
Right, and especially about that same day, you know, your banker is expecting you to make a payment, and if you're expecting, and you've already told your banker, well, I've got this money coming in on Friday, and if it's not going to come in, you don't need to be telling your banker it's not coming.
Yeah, very true, very true. He is going to be less forgiving probably than you are with your customers.
A banker can deal with bad information. With bad news, I should say, but bad information, which is not what he can deal with, because bad information is not the same as bad news. Bad information is where you don't know what's going on.
Well, it's,
and
it's,
bankers that makes a banker
a
scared. That makes a banker scared, and nobody ever got any help out of a scared banker.
You bet. We call that a surprise. Bankers
right.
don't like surprises.
Surprises are for birthdays.
Amen. So let's not surprise them. And by the way, let's not get surprised ourselves. Because remember, when you extend credit to a customer, you become their banker. You are their interest-free loan provider, and you're their banker. So you don't want to be surprised either. And that's why you want to be proactive about collection efforts. And by the way, that starts on the very front end with doing a reasonable credit check on a potential new customer. You know, we make excuses for not doing credit checks on customers because we say, well, it's a lot of trouble. You can't rely on it. The information is bogus, you know, yada, yada, yada. The important thing is you can get valuable information from credit checks, and you ought to take the time to do it.
Mm-hmm. On every customer?
On every new customer.
Every new customer you're given time to. Yep, that's a good point. Because they might be coming to you because somebody cut them off. Somebody else cut them off. Hold on to that thought, Gene. We're going to take a quick break, folks. Gene Siciliano is our guest. He's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. Stay with us. 22. We'll be right back. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, little Steely Dan bringing us back. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com, and we built it for you so you'd have the maximum opportunity to be successful. I hope you'll check it out and use it to your advantage. My blog, my knowledge base is there. You can click to either one of those from the homepage and get to them. You can subscribe to my newsletter, which you can find a sample of there. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email. You can subscribe to a lot of the different elements of the things that we do here, articles and archives. You can subscribe to the blog. You can follow me. Oh, by the way, follow me on Twitter if you get a chance. Twitter.com/JimBlassingame, all one word. So check that out as well. Gene Siciliano is our guest, and he's the author of Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. We're talking about how to do a better job of getting cash flow in. You know, Gene, I told the audience in the beginning of the year, back in December actually, I said, you know, we all need to be working toward profit. And even though I've told you for a long time that cash is king in a small business, we still have to make a profit. But I predicted it for 2009, the cash wasn't going to be king anymore. It was going to be the emperor. What do you think?
Well, nothing could be more true. And particularly when you think about the fact that you go to your bank with extra money and they're paying you, oh, I don't know, 2% interest on that money. And you go to your customer and your customer wants to extend you another 30 or 45 days before they pay you anything. Now there's really a squeeze in the middle. How would your customers like to earn 36% annually on their money? That's something that should get their attention. And this just goes back to something that businesses used to use years ago, and now it's pretty much gone. But it's that old discount, 2-10 net 30. Remember that?
Oh, yeah.
If you pay in 10 days, you take a 2% discount. By the way, it's all due in 30 days. Well, that 20-day difference, that 20 days, if you get paid an extra 20 days earlier and get a 2% discount, that's an annualized rate of 36% on your money.
Mm-hmm.
So if you give your customers a 2% discount for 10-day payment and you explain to them the power of that in terms of their earning power, you may actually get them to want to pay you early to take that discount because that their money is earning more in that way than it will any other way to use it.
You know, I got a funny story about that, Gene. When I had my consulting business back in the 90s, one of my clients was a millionaire. The guy was wealthy. But he wouldn't pay on time. And so I asked, I was commiserating with his lawyer once. We were both working on a project for him. And I said, how do you get him to pay on time? He said, let me give you a trick with this guy. He said, give him a discount. I said, really? He said, absolutely. If you give him a 2% discount, 2% 10 days discount, he will pay you in 10 days every time. I said, really? And he said, yep. So I did that. And next time I gave him a 2% discount. So he calls me on the 11th day. This millionaire calls me. He says, Jim, He said, I know I just missed that 10-day deal. He said, if I bring you the check right now, will you give me that 2%? And I said, yes, sir. And he drove himself to my office, this millionaire and multimillionaire, drove himself to my office and brought me a check.
That must have been a very big invoice.
Well, it wasn't that big, but the thing is that was, I mean, he believed in your 36% return.
He believed in it. And, you know, the interesting, that's an incredible story. But, you know, a lot of organizations, and particularly government agencies, are required by their operating regulations to take those discounts.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, you know, it's just a wonderful way to accelerate payment for people for whom that kind of a return is going to make sense.
And I'll tell you something else.
15 days early.
If you talk to your banker, or if your business is being reviewed, one of the questions they'll ask is, are you taking your discounts? The answer to that question answers a lot of other questions, doesn't it?
It sure does. It talks about how well you're managing your business. And
yeah,
that's really
it sure
what
does.
It's about.
Yeah.
Yeah. Here's another idea, Jim.
Okay.
Preferred customer plan. This is kind of like thinking out of the box. How do you get your customers to want to pay you early? How about if we set up a special program for our really special customers? Call it the preferred customer plan or whatever, but it has an extra level of benefits that we give to our customers. They get no charge for rush delivery. They get maybe a 2.5% discount or a 3% discount. They get advance notice of price changes that other customers don't get. A lot of benefits in there, and all they have to do is enroll, maybe they should be at a certain volume, but I don't really encourage that. But one of the important criteria for their membership in the plan is they pay you on time.
Mm-hmm.
And it needs to be not just a, if you pay me on time, I'll give you this. It needs to be if you are, you know, and you set up some criteria, whatever your business is, but one of them is you pay on time. And make them really feel like they are special. And one of the ways they stay special is by paying you on time. We're really looking for a way to establish a relationship with your customer that includes prompt payment so that we shorten that amount of time that we're lending them money without interest. I keep emphasizing that because that's so important. As you know, Jim, that credit that is extended between people doing business with one another is the largest form of credit in this country.
And it's the lifeblood of the economy.
Absolutely. Right? We get the debentures and the bonds and the bank loans and the government loans get all the press, but this is where it's happening.
That's exactly right. Exactly. And it all starts with trust. Stand by. We're going to take a quick break. Right back with Gene Siciliano. 10 till. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station.
Black, we're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend Gene Siciliano. Gene, we need to know how to find you online.
Online, www.cfoforrent.com.
All right.
Good
so
way
check
to find
that
it.
Out. And can they find your book there?
You can find the book there. You can buy the book there. You can also buy it at most of the online bookstores and that sort of thing. Lots
and
of places.
And they can find out. They can find out from your website how you help small businesses.
You become a
chief financial officer without having to hire you. They can rent you. That's basically what your website says. And so this is a very important business model, Gene. I'm glad you're doing it. You know, I was a vice president you could rent when I had my consulting business, and that really helped a lot of folks. I mean, I was able to help a lot of folks over the years because I just dropped in and did a project and left.
It helps small businesses who need a lot of talent but just a little slice of it.
That's exactly right. They don't need to adopt you. They just need to borrow you from time to time.
That's exactly the idea, and that's
Gene,
what my business has been doing for 20 years now.
You've been talking to us about some ways to improve our collections, and you gave us five examples. I want you to recap those five for us before we go.
Okay, let me do that real quickly then. First item, improve your credit-granting practices. Take the effort to get the credit report, to pick up the phone and call and talk to somebody. Second, make sure it's a committed collection effort all the time. Get somebody to do this job who isn't doing it as a side job when they have spare time, because there isn't any spare time these days.
Mm-hmm.
Number three.
Can I stick one thing in there?
You bet.
Don't delegate your cash flow management. You can have somebody else monitor it, but the business owner has got to know where his or her cash is.
Boy, I think that's so important.
And that's that connects with what you were just saying about knowing, you know, knowing where it is. Get a pro to do this for you. But even if you get a pro to help you with it, don't delegate that. Go ahead now.
All right, number three, make a call ahead of time, just as in order to process this thing on time. Make a friend of that person, get yourself to the head of the line for payment. Number four, give them a discount for prompt payment and help them to understand the power of that discount in terms of earnings. Help them get that 36% on their money that they're paying to you.
So would you start out by saying, John, how would you like to have a 36% return on the business that you do with me every year?
That'd be my line for sure.
Would that be a way to say that? That'd be a way to get their attention, wouldn't it?
You bet. Absolutely would. Absolutely
John,
would.
John, how about, you know, what if I was going to give you a discount that amounted to 36% annual rate on the business you do business with me? Would you like to have that? They're going to say, yeah, sure I do.
That's the lead-in. The lead-in.
All right, go ahead.
Last item, the preferred customer plan. Set up a program where your customer feels special and they want to be in that program. And one of the several criteria for being in the program is that they always pay on time. You know, I mean, as we're talking about a culture change in the relationship between you and your customer, culture change in the relationship between your collection person and your customer, something that says, this is the way we do business, and this is the way we do business all the time. We do what we say. We ask you to do what you say, and you are a wonderful person in our mind if you do that.
Do you need to? You probably need to think that through, don't you? You probably need to come up with several different goodies to make it look like it's a real, so that it is a real plan, not just a way of manipulating people. There's something in it for everybody.
Absolutely right, yeah. It shouldn't just be a facade built around we want you to pay on time. It should be where they really get something extra. You know, the free delivery charges, the free rush charges.
The discount.
Discounts, mm-hmm. advance notice of price changes, all those kind of things. Give them real benefits, because the real benefits are of low cost to you compared to the effort of collecting money that's late.
Mm-hmm.
That's what you want to avoid.
Well, yeah, and then maybe there's some training, some technology. I mean, some kind of technical training that you could do for their people, or there could be 100, there could be 1,000 different things you could come up with that would make your relationship with your customers better, and all of that. But you wrap all that around this preferred customer program, right?
Absolutely right. Absolutely right. And by the way, this helps you know your customer, because your preferred customer program is probably built around what they want
right.
from you as a supplier.
CFOForRent.com, right?
That's it.
Hey, Gene, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Enjoyed it, Jim. Have a great day.
Yeah, you too. And the book is called Finance for the Non-Financial Manager. It's outstanding, too, by the way. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you've had a bad day. Greet it with a smile.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.